There's a lot of fear out there these days as we face a multitude of problems of the what if or could be variety of negative possibility thinking, which our flesh is heir to. Anxiety has been defined as living in the gap between the now and the then. Are you a gap liver? A wonderful little psalm seeks to resolve any and all fear. It is the shortest of the 150 psalms, Psalm 131, consisting of a mere 3 verses. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul like a child quieted at its mother's breast. Like a child that is quieted is my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Why occupy yourself with the great questions, such as, who am I? What is the meaning of life? What came before? And what will come after this life? These are really unanswerable questions, better left to God. Like the Beatles' song put it, there will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be. There will be an answer. Have you ever held an infant in your arms, whether your own or someone else's, and felt a total trust of that baby in your loving care? I have with our 3 now grown children and our 4 grandchildren. Talk about living in the present moment. Holding your baby, looking with love at their precious form. Life may not get better than that. And how do you want your baby to feel? Total trust, calmed confidence that you will take good care of that precious, priceless life. This Psalm of David invites you to image God holding you as a mother holds a newly weaned child. As you first read, then meditate on, pray about, and finally wait for God's calming of your soul, accept that your ultimate parent is in total charge of your being. Let go of the need to understand mysteries too great for you or for any of us. Mystery just may be God's calling card. But your mama says everything will be all right eternally. And if your mother is God, I assure you, it will be so. With that trust, calm your inner child.